Welcome to the perfect podcast that helps you find perfection in the precious present. Sponsored by the Easy Way Wall of Pain. Find us everywhere. Welcome to the perfect podcast that helps you find perfection in the precious present. Sponsored by the Easy Way Wall of Pain. Find us everywhere. Every other week, now it is time for our show with Will Perfect and Janet Lopez.
Yeah! Keep going, crowd. Sounds good. Welcome to the Perfect Zone. I am Will Perfect, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, I'm Janet Lopez, and I'm an actor. I'm so excited to have everybody here listening.
Absolutely. And from what I've heard, the show is picking up speed and steam, and people are talking about it, and for good reason. It's a comfortable show with a lot of uplifting information added to it, and very eclectic guests. For today's show, we have Kat Oshman, who's coming on, and she's into a field that we all know something about.
Yeah, she's actually.
I was going to ask you, Janet. What do you think fashion is? What is something that you think fashion is to you?
Yeah, for me, fashion is, I guess, how I feel at the day. You know, it's a way to express yourself,
okay.
And it can be it can be seen in different ways. For like. It's funny. I actually would wear a different outfit for every outing I had. And so in one day, I would change like four times. And I didn't realize that until I went to this time that I went out. I kept stopping at the store, at the gas station. And then the girl goes, wow, you changed like four times. She goes, this is the fourth time I've seen you and you're wearing a different outfit. She goes, and you're always so happy, and it's so cool how you change so many outfits. And I looked at her, and it's when it really clicked. Like, did I really change four times? Because I went four different places. So, you know, just depending on where I'm going, I was just changing so many times. I didn't even realize it.
Well, our show is now on iHeart.com, Spotify. It's powered by the Easy Way Network. And when I think about fashion, I just think about I want to wear something that makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel confident. And if I feel good about who I am, you know, with what I've got on, I feel like that adds to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, you got to be confident in what you're wearing. Which, you know, everybody's listening. Kat, our guest today is actually, she's a fashion designer, but instead of clothes, she designs bikinis. So,
yeah.
I think as a woman, like shopping at a store, it can be, for me at least, it could be a little bit hard, you know, finding that right bikini. It's really like you're wearing, you know, your panties and a bra, but you're wearing it out in public, and it's got to be comfortable, and it's going to make you feel, like you said, confident.
And flawless. And she's also got a podcast, and it's called Flawless, and she's going to explain a little bit more about what that is. When I was in high school, one of my first jobs, I worked at a clothing store, and it was a good clothing store, and we sold bikinis there. And I was, you know, in high school, and of course, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, I don't know how comfortable we are with this, but you know, it is a comfortable thing, and you should feel very comfortable no matter what you got on. And I believe, you know, if you've got someone designing it from their heart, from their creativity, and you're going to find out what a stunning personality Kat is.
Yeah, were you a salesperson selling bikinis?
Well, and speaking of Kat, no, I worked at a clothing, the store was called The Buckle, and they sold Doc Martens, they sold Guess, they sold Lucky, but bikinis were in there. And, you know, it's one of those things that, okay, all right, we'll sell those. But, you know, it is about the confidence. And she's got quite a story to tell. I mean, she's got a podcast. She designs for celebrities. you two sat next to each other, I remember, at that fashion event. It was through the Easy Way, and it was through Derek Hutchinson's event. And I think there was another event that I was at with her as well, and that was also another Easy Way event. So, again, thanks to Eric Zuli, and thank you again to James Zuli. They've opened so many doors. Little hinges swing big doors, and these are great influencers. And I'm so happy to be part of the team. It's almost like that Saturday Night Live, you know, when they talk about Ditka. You know, I mean, it's just like that's the, you know, Eric's a winner. He's a champion and a victor. And I'm proud to, you know, talk about the network because it's growing. It's really growing quickly. It's going to be like I've heard rumors the next Facebook, you know, again, these are other people's words. And yet I still believe that's true. You know, it's just like this thing is, it's growing exponentially. It's scaling. It's huge.
Yeah, I actually was meeting her up. Yeah, I went there at the, there was a fashion. So we're talking about a fashion. There was a fashion event. And I was actually co-hosting it. Actually, no, just hosting
Glamour
it.
And fashion.
I was hosting, I was one of the hosts for Easy Way. The only one there actually for Easy Way Network. Yeah, so I was interviewing her and she was amazing. That was the day that I got to meet her and we got to sit together and she just has an amazing personality. So it was at the event was at the Glamour and Style event. And it's actually coming up, you guys. They have it was a Glamour and Style event where we went, but we have a
Glamour, Style, and Fashion.
Yeah, there's a Hollywood pre-Grammy party. I think it's coming up on Saturday, January the 29th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So,
oh, yeah, the Hollywood Weekly Magazine, one of the alliances with the Easy Way for over 8 years.
Right,
and the next
one is
going to be in March on LA Fashion Week. Speaking of March, our show is already booked until March. And not only is it booked until March, there's like 5 and 6 guests that are still like, you know, where am I going to be on the show? So that's good news for you, good news for us, good news for the network. And it's these guests are amazing people.
Yeah, I just love it. We also, if you guys want to check out that event, by the way, I just want to add for anybody listening that Glamour and Style Fashion, that was, it's on the channel on Easy Way Network if you guys want to check it out, for the, if you guys want to attend the next one. But, yeah, it was so cool. Kat is just so, she's a sweetheart, and we got to check out all the fashion, the people that were walking up. And I remember talking to her, and I was like, I told her, Kat, I said, you know what? I don't know why, but when you wear a bikini, it's always, sometimes it's a little bit tight, like on the butt cheeks. And I said, why can't they have like a seamless, like that kind of like a seamless bikini? And she goes, you can. She goes, but you know, you do want to get a little bit, you do want to have, you know, you don't want water seeping in. And I go, yeah, I guess you're right. It was just funny. It was, 'cause I was just thinking of, you know, I wish that there was something similar to that. But she, I've seen her stuff and it's amazing. We'll talk about more. We'll talk about that more later on when we talk with her.
Don't want to give too much away before.
Yeah,
before
I don't
want to
give too much away. Yeah.
But tell a little bit about, because this is between the introductions here. Talk a little bit about what you're currently working on. Because I saw you were with a film crew and you've got that going on. Talk a little bit about the movies you're working on.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm filming a pilot, and then I'm actually filming this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm filming, playing somebody's girlfriend. And then, yeah, I think over the, I'm trying to remember, I do so much, to be honest with you, but.
Oh, she
I just,
truly does. And I remember her interviewing me at that same event.
Which one? Oh, you mean
Derek Hutchinson, that you got it right.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, yeah, so I'm filming, I'm working with a collaborative team that we're filming with. And then, you know what? Sometimes I post stuff and then I complete, you know what happens as an actor when you
you've got so
stuff,
much going on. Yes.
You work on one project, then you move on to the next project and next project. And you're just like, wait, what project are you talking about? Oh yeah. So it was, you're like, oh right. That one. So, that one. Oh, it was, so I'm working on, I play a government official actually in this movie. And and it's such a great, I had a privilege to work with some amazing people, and One of them was an actor from Pirates of the Caribbean, and I've just been so privileged with working on that movie. And
Janet, I'm going to rewind to that fashion event. I ended up leaving that fashion event because my phone needed to be charged, and I had other places to go to in a little bit. And then I got a call from you saying, I really need to get this interview. I remember running back from my car and then running in there doing the interview, and I was a little out of breath. And what an experience that night was. That was a lot going on that night. But it turned out to be a good interview, and you and Kat got along, famously. I remember seeing the smiles on both your faces. It was good to see.
Yeah, I think it was funny because I was running after you. I mean, that was what a night. I mean, if you guys ever meet me on an event, you can remember because it's always something interesting. But I just want to reiterate really quick. Yeah, the movie that I just filmed is called Family Man, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I play a government official, but anyways, I just wanted to finish that part. But yeah,
sure.
I remember I was trying to interview you, and then you left, and we were running after. I was literally running after you, like, "Hey, wait!"
Well, you really are good at promoting, because I walked into the club, and there's like 3-4 people asking me. They're like, "They're looking for you right now." I was like, "Oh, well, all right." And then we did the interview, and I always like talking to you. You always have great enthusiasm, and the original meaning of enthusiasm is the God within. And that came from W. Clement Stone, this great businessman and philanthropist. And I such good advice. And he woke up in the morning, he'd say these three words: I feel healthy, I feel happy, I feel terrific. I had tremendous at the end of that. But it's true. Guy lived to be 100 years old, and he was a multi-billionaire. He gave away a lot of cash to a lot of charitable foundations. And, you know, he made a great difference in the world. And our previous guest now has his own brand, Mazzelli, and he launched it. And he's got a show coming up. So good things happening for Paul, too. And
Do you know that Hollywood Weekly pre-Grammys party, they're actually giving people opportunities to, get some major exposure, you know, for a lot of people. So you can register and get all kinds of exposure, I guess, is for record label executives and so forth. So, you know, just to throw it out there. And
Family Man is from Lucky Strike Films, and the owner, Mr. Simon, he's a close friend of Eric's, and in 2020, Easy Filmmaker, he was an honoree. So
that's the director. Well, Family, mm-hmm. The Family Man, the movie that I was talking about that I'm coming out on.
Yeah.
That's what you're just talking about right now is that's the director who hired me. He's such a sweetheart. Oh my gosh, he's the most sweetest director I've worked with. He's just so nice. And he's like a family man. Like, he becomes family, really, when you meet him. But yeah, Eric, I guess Eric knows him, huh? I didn't know that.
True.
That's
funny. It is like a family, and it just shows how tight these circles are. We end up talking about Eric. We end up talking about the Easy Way family, and you end up talking about a director he's good friends with. It's such a tight circle, and it's the circle people want to be in.
Right. No, but I meant Romaine Simon is like a family member when you work with him as an actor. I'm an actress, and
mm-hmm.
when I work mm-hmm. with him as an actor on set, it really feels like a family member. But and the same thing when you say Easy Way, it's like a family. The fact that
True.
He's known him for over, Eric, I guess Eric, it's a small world, because I just mentioned the movie, and then you're telling me Eric knows him. So I guess Eric knows him for like over 15 years or whatever. And he's, oh my gosh. And apparently, I'm just getting word that Eric has been in his movies, or he's supposed to star in a movie or with that director. So that's hilarious.
I had that same experience with Raister Michaels. We were over at a film premiere, and we were talking about what we're doing and, you know, our positions. And he's also a member of The Wall. And, you know, just great people doing great things and great ability to want to share and help another person, because I think that's the golden rule. And the Easy Way Network is written in gold. You know, think of the golden rule right there.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I mean, it's funny when you're having these a conversation and all of a sudden you realize how we're all kind of connected through this network. It's just mind-blowing, really. I think we need to go. Are we getting into commercials right now?
You got it right again, Janet.
Are we getting into commercials?
This is A-Game, an all-natural herbal dietary supplement formulated exclusively for men. Our proprietary blend was designed with one goal in mind, to improve your overall health, rejuvenating your vitality, energy, strength, and libido. Want to be at your peak performance in everything you do? Then bring your A-Game. Fast-acting, long-lasting, with no side effects.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
All right.
Back on, we have our guest who is with us now, Kat Oshman. But before she comes on, I just want to mention, we mentioned the movies with Eric and Raister Michaels, and there's a movie called Night Mistress, and Eric is also an associate producer of. So, and of course, Kat knows who Eric is, and you know who all these people are, and without further ado, why don't we put Kat on?
Hey, Kat.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect.
The crowd goes
Hi,
wild.
Janet. Hi. Dang.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, we've been looking forward to this, for sure.
Right. Were you listening in to what we were talking about?
I was. I was, okay. And I have to say, Janet, I love your laugh. It just brings so much joy.
It's enthusiasm personified.
It is. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been working on.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys introduced me and how long I've been doing this, but Kat Oshman, I'm the VP and swimwear designer and fit expert with a focus on women empowerment, body positivity, and diversity. So I empower women and moms to become bolder believers in who they are, to destroy the voice that says, I'm not good enough, when she looks in the mirror, so they can thrive in every area of life with confidence, power, and style. I've been designing for 25 years, and thousands of styles from super sexy to conservative. And throughout that journey, I've worked with countless women, buyers for major retailers, specialty shops, engage in focus groups, and spent countless hours trying on swimwear to find out what works and what doesn't. So basically from the design concept to production on the manufacturing stage, so I pretty much know all the ins and outs of what goes into a swimsuit and fashion.
Who were some
and
of the celebrities?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I designed... for influencers, and my designs have been seen on the runways, celebrities like Serena Williams, who she wore my swimsuit on Sports Illustrated photo shoot,
oh, wow.
And she loved it so much, she actually brought it home. So, but what we didn't know was a really nice surprise was she announced her baby bump on Snapchat wearing my swimsuit, so that was really cute.
Oh, that's cute.
So yeah.
You said you're uplifting women, which, you know, it's really good. And then not only that, but you're also not only doing that, but you're also empowering women of color, right? Like diversity and uplifting us and as a minority and then, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm all about diversity. You know, being in the industry for 25 years, I like to say I grew up in a time where diversity wasn't the main focus. And now it's great because the young gals and the young women can see their skin type, their body shapes in the magazines, in social media. But back then, it was around, I was a petite Filipina working with mostly prominently Caucasian, whether they were models or sales reps in the industry, models in the magazines, light-skinned Americans or European. So now it's just great. And, you know, back then, being younger, like in my 20s, naturally women suffer a lot of insecurities. But when you're around super beautiful and tall people, you kind of start to question your confidence. So I went through that whole journey of, you know, finding myself, empowering myself. And because of that, it led me to where I am today and empowering other women out there.
That's powerful.
Flawless.
Like I was reading about you and everything, and I could totally relate to a lot of what you said, you know, where you're saying you're a petite woman. I'm a petite woman too. And I'm also a minority. And like, I just everything. And you said, you know, there was a part where you felt like a lower self-esteem, you know what I mean? And you didn't see yourself out there. You know, there wasn't, you're like, wow, it's like, you know, like you didn't see people that look like you, or you were just kind of there almost out of place, but yet you were able to thrive and continue your success. And you said you've done it for 25 years, even to the point where you came out on this wonderful book.
And she looks, the cat looks like she's about 25 herself right now. So it's amazing she's been in the industry as long. I mean, there should be a skin cream or a product that, you know, tell the world your secret.
Well, my joke is I
do,
started
like,
when I was 5.
I know, right? You did start when she was 5, her mom.
Right.
I was reading about your mom. You started working in this industry because your mom was also doing it. So you kind of naturally fell into it.
Yes. Yes. So my mom worked in textiles, and I spent a lot of afternoons, you know, being around fabric, looking at the Vogue catalogs. And so I learned how to sew in the 7th grade at a really young age, and we couldn't afford to shop for the latest trends, and I wanted to be unique anyway. There was something ingrained in me ever since I was really young where I didn't like anything that was too mainstream. It didn't embrace who I was. So
your integrity.
Yeah, and so fortunately I was blessed to be introduced to a designer who shopped the textiles where my mom worked, and he made custom couture gowns. So because he was really close with my mom, I actually co-designed my formal dresses with him, and he made them for me. So being petite, like, you know, there were girls back then in 7th, 8th grade that were more mature, if you know what I mean, that
yes.
were four on
yes,
top.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And so I was like, okay, well, this dress doesn't fit. But
right.
I was blessed to have my own custom dresses, and everybody, they kind of envied me. I don't like to use that word, but they envied me because I dress that I designed, and it was just very natural progression for me to go into fashion.
You were unique, and it was you. It was you expressing yourself, and it fit your body, and it
right.
was just great, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
and I just want to add there's a fan, and I mean, don't know how to pronounce this name, so I'm gonna spell it out, and it's spelled NTSIKI for the first name, and the last name is spelled NCOCO, but in South Africa, and she's has a daughter that's into fashion and fashion design. I think you two should get connected, because again, you know, that's part of the easy way we try to connect people, and you know, a lot of people just need that missing piece in their puzzle. You know, for me, it's
right.
just like I had so much content, I had audiobooks, I had music, but it was just like the distribution and the family part. And I'll tell you what, I've been very happy with the family part of the Easy Way, because it seems like my back is covered. And they're working on a new program about where they're stopping the bullying and stopping, you know, the violence online. And I just think what a tremendous idea that is.
Yeah, I think that's
great.
And it takes the village to stop bullying, right? Because we all need to check ourselves with the words that we use, because honestly, sometimes we think we're putting out an inspiring message to motivate people to be better, to do better, but at the same time, it triggers people to feel worse.
That's interesting.
Good point.
Like a back, a different effect to it. I really wanted to mention this about you, because you're such an amazing, you have so many things going on, but I did go ahead and try to get this book, and it's called One Habit of the World's Greatest Leaders. And guess what they did is they interviewed several leaders, world's greatest leaders, people that are successful in business and so forth. And you co-authored this book. You're part of this book. You're in the book. You're one of the successful women in the book. How did that, can you talk about that and, you know, how, you know, what you contributed or how, or what people can do to look for this book or so forth?
Absolutely. So what I love about that book is it's really short read with a lot of co-authors that are from different industries, and it focuses on the good and bad habits of leadership. And I was actually recommended to be in that book by Forbes Riley. So,
I know Forbes.
Yeah, so Forbes was great. She's like, Kat, you need to be in this book. So I met Steve Samblis, and the idea and the good habits that I share in that book is always share the big picture. So I always say I know how to build A teams. I build high-performance teams who are very committed, and they progress with our industry. And when you don't share your vision as a leader, everything your team does is very transactional, and it doesn't promote growth, right? So they don't know why they're doing something. Certain managers, and I like to call them managers because they're not leaders, they only tell their teams what they need to know, and that doesn't promote growth. And one of my favorite things from John C. Maxwell is he says, never leave behind an empty seat. And that's
like
so
that.
Powerful because we need to transfer our knowledge and our wisdom to the next generation, because we all have different paths and evolution to the next thing. And if we don't pass that on, then we leave behind empty seats, right?
Yes. And you guys,
and speaking
you know,
of knowledge, Kat, talk a little bit about your podcast, because our show is getting close to the end, and we do have a special guest caller. If that caller is on the line, I'm not sure if they are, but there was a guest who's going to be calling in, and I know our show is about to ready to wrap up real soon, but talk a little bit about your podcast.
So we're going to launch a podcast early next year, and it's going to be called Flawless. And it's not flawless one word, but it's actually flaw-less. Because of my journey and the pain points that I went through with body positivity and, you know, working with women, I asked myself, what is that voice that is missing? And so that's what this podcast is about. It's not going to focus on perfection, but it's going to embrace our own beauty and power from the inside out. It's going to be motivational and sexy as we lean in to highlight people's journey, mindset, breakthrough, and success. So watch out for that early next year.
That's a great combination.
And, you know, I like what you said about your, you know, what you put the advice you gave. And, you know, if you're somebody's doing work and you're working as a team, they need to know what they're all doing. What is the ultimate goal? Not just, like you said, telling the person what to do and that's it without being part of the team. But
absolutely.
Right. And it's funny because that One Habit book, Eric is actually in that book as well. So it's like everything. It's hilarious. So I just want to throw that out there. But I wanted to say for anybody listening out there, you're some of your swim design brands have included some amazing brands that are well known. So I'm very privileged to have gotten to know you. Some of them are like the BCBG, Max Hezria, Nautica, Sahari.
Oh, yeah.
Caribbean Joe, right? Stellar Parker Swim and
right.
more. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
And we our latest collection is with Helen Owen, where we did a collaboration with her. And you can find that link in my bio on Instagram. So if you search for me, Kat Oshman, on Instagram, click the link on my bio. You can shop the latest collection with Helen Owen.
Awesome. And then any other shout-outs?
All right, we're about to wrap up really soon, but make sure everybody who's listening to this audience to follow on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. My Easy Way Wall of Fame, Will Perfect 10. Janet, do you want to tell yours? And Kat, do you want to tell your Wall of Fame?
My Easy Wall of Fame is Janet Lopez.
And my Easy Way Wall of Fame is Kat Oshman.
Yeah, and audience, you guys can email easywaynetwork@gmail.com or you can call 424-209-9290 and let us know what you think about this episode.
And again, text Easy Way to 55678. So very easy to remember.
Yeah, Kat, it's so cool. I just love having you on the show. I think this is the end of our time, right? So we just want to give you a thank you. Again, a shout out to Snitsky, Sococo, and Coco for listening. And yeah, Kat, any shout-outs or anywhere they can follow you besides your Instagram that you wanted to share or anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to Late Bloom. They are a jewelry company with modern and timeless pieces. So we did a collaboration. They gifted me with some pieces. So check it out on my Instagram. I love it. You could go from day to night.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, we've just got five more minutes extended time here. We've got, because, you know, that happened again, and I appreciate when that does. That means a lot of people are listening. People want to hear more.
That's awesome. I do have a question for you, and I guess this is as a woman-to-woman type of thing, but when us women shop for swimwear, it's not like shopping for regular clothes, as you know, right? And you said you said one of the biggest fears for women is being half-naked, like trying to change in public or whatever. You know, you're wearing this bikini in public. What is your advice for that, and how do you work around that? Because you said sometimes it's like therapy.
Right. So, you know, shopping for swimwear is like being half naked. It's almost worse than public speaking. So when you're shopping for swimwear, it's great to know your measurements and your size. If you don't know that, then you're going to spend a lot of time in the dressing room, and don't get frustrated. It's just a natural thing, because a lot of brands, they may not standardize, you know, what a size 8 or a 10 is. So you might be a size 8 or 10 in one brand, and you might be a small or a large in another.
Also
depending
on
the cut, right? So
yeah,
certain things that are really important. And the dressing rooms are the worst in a lot of department stores. So, you know, you can shop online, you can buy things, bring it home, try it on, and then return it. Don't get discouraged if you have to do that. And find what makes you feel good.
Yes.
Because
confidence is key.
Yes. You know, when women meet me, they get all excited because they're meeting a designer. But then the next thing that usually comes out of their mouth is every reason why they can't wear one. So that's why it turns into mini therapy sessions. And what I tell women is there's a reason why we make so many different sizes. It's for all different body types.
That's so true, especially mine is like completely different. Well, you guys I want to go ahead and you guys follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram, and my Instagram is
letter
at,
E letter Z, yeah.
Oh yeah,
on Instagram, and you'll see more pictures of what we're talking about, who we're talking about, and a lot of other great information and pictures.
Right, and my Instagram is at Jayla XOXO, is JAYLAAXOXO. But you know what I really love? Just really quick, I just want to do a shout-out to Aaliyah Green and Megan Johnson for listening. And Kat, one of my favorite bikinis of yours is that one piece. It's very sexy. It has the off-shoulders look to it, and it's unique. And I know you talked about, like, puffy sleeves. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I got to interrupt here and just to say Elijah Green was one of the actors in, I believe it was Race or Michael's movie. So, again, there's that circle. And he's going to also be on our show pretty soon. I'm going to look at my notes when he's on. It looks like he's going to be on the 10th of February. So it all comes together.
It's really exciting. It's really exciting. There's a lot of collaboration happening with the Easy Way family, and I'm really blessed to have met both of you in person.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I mean, you're such an amazing person. Kat is the type of person that you just, I don't know, I just felt like we've known each other forever. You're just so easy to talk to, like a best friend.
That does feel like that. Yeah, that does feel like that.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe.
And then there's Noah Flint Tale with Hawthorne James, which is on Netflix and Amazon. And he's on that. He's doing great things in the movie industry.
That's a great movie, by the way. I highly recommend.
Well, speaking of great movies, all great movies must come to an end, and it sounds like that time just flew. I mean, I swear I could talk on this topic or with you two for on many topics for hours on end.
Thank you, Kat, for being on. And you guys can follow her on Instagram, and you're under your own name, right? Your first and last name. Yeah.
Yes.
Kat Oshman. So thank you, you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Happy holidays.